Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So let me get to my story, because the reason that I'm calling is because I am on my way to buy flowers for little girls and a friend of mine. And the reason is because they had a death in their family. And it led to one of my most extreme paranormal experiences. And it doesn't sound extreme, except that when people describe, I saw this, like, that's what it is. Like, I've had bits and pieces and feelings and emotions, and I'm definitely an empath. I'm definitely sensitive. So I've had bits of that, but this is the first time where I was like, oh my gosh, there's no other, like, that is what it was. That was a paranormal experience. So basically what happened is that I have a best friend who is a guy, and he was divorced. And his ex-wife, who had custody of his four daughters, they had shared custody. It was 50-50. It was, everything was cut and dried divorce-wise. And they were sharing and getting along. Okay. And, however, the ex-wife, suddenly on a Thursday afternoon, had a horrible headache, and she was dead by the next Wednesday. And essentially what it was a very aggressive form of brain cancer. And literally she had ignored some signs and symptoms, and by the time they found it, she was practically dead already. Like, in the hospital, she was not clear and definitely having trouble functioning with a brain that had cancer on every side of it. So it was a very sad death. And also, in the middle of that, my friend needed help. He was now a single father of four daughters. So he called me, and the day that this lady died, I'll call her Elle. The day that Elle died, she passed away sort of in the morning, and then these kids and this new single father needed a place to stay. I helped them get into a hotel, and I helped drive them. And so later that evening, I was hanging out with my friend. All the girls were asleep. We had made it through this marathon, crummy day. And we were at a relatively nice hotel, and it had a lovely little porch. And the porch opened onto a room, and it had a sliding glass door. And it had, like, gauzy little curtains, right? So if you don't want a lot of light. And then it had very heavy curtains. And so when my friend and I settled down after all the girls were asleep and we were just kind of processing, we were on that porch, and I was facing directly straight ahead looking at the sliding glass door that led to one of the rooms. There were two rooms, because they're short girls, but there were two rooms. And we were sitting out on the porch, and I glanced up, and a little bit of background information is that the second oldest daughter looks remarkably like her mom, like literally spitting image. just very, very similar in almost in height. She's young, but she's almost as tall as her mother was, and she's got all the facial features, long hair. She kept her hair the same color, the same length as her mother. So what happened was, we're out smoking a cigarette. I'm facing forward. My friend is slightly angled towards the door. And the littlest girl is in the bedroom sleeping. And we had the gauzy curtains up so that we could kind of see what was going on. And then there was a gap where it was just clear glass. So I'm facing that. And all of a sudden, I see the door to that room open, and I saw it. What I saw was the second oldest daughter coming in to check on the littlest, and this, what I thought was the daughter, walked to the foot of the bed and stopped and looked at the littlest and sort of leaned over almost like she was trying to get a better look and just check. And I thought, obviously, since her mother had just died, I thought, well, maybe the littlest one is not asleep. And I looked at her and she was asleep. So all of this was happening in like a split second. So what I did was, all I did was casually say to my friend, "Oh, hey, think someone's up." And he said, "What?" And he glanced in the room, and he will not admit to this day that he saw it too, but he glanced in the room, and he got up, and he went to go check. And I really didn't think anything of it because I thought it was the second oldest. And so I kind of, like, glanced away and was taking a puff on my cigarette and, like, not really paying attention because I thought, hey, Dad's on duty. And when I glanced back, there was no one in the room. And I was like, well, that's kind of strange. So I went in at that point to get a drink because my friend was still inside. And by the time I went inside to grab a soda, I kind of met with him in the hallway. And he had checked on every single girl, and they were all flat out asleep. And that's when I got scared, because he said, "No, everyone's good." And I looked at him, and I was like, "Did you check T's room?" And he's like, "Yeah, she's asleep." No, but T's asleep. Like, does she look like she went back to sleep? Because I was thinking, well, maybe she checked on the littlest, and then she went back and crashed. Yeah, no, she was... They were all completely crashed out. They'd had a very long day. Their mom had died that day. They were all exhausted, and none of them were asleep. All of them were asleep and sleeping soundly at that point. And so I kind of looked at my friend, and he was on emotional overload. And so I sort of started to get revved up. I said, "No, tell me T. No, that was T. That was T. She was up and she was checking on C." And he said, "No, they're all asleep." And I looked at him and my eyes got wide, and it was sort of like this instant recognition of, he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm feeling, because I know he glanced the figure out of the corner of his eye. And he is usually really flexible and totally not, resistant to stuff. But on this day, after this very, very long day that my friend had gone through, he literally said, he was like, nope, we're not going there. And I said, but I saw T. If it wasn't T, if she's asleep, nope. And we kind of looked at each other, and I kind of, like, wanted to fight a little bit, and then I let it go because it had been a very long, not long, long day. So that's my most extreme, I think, at this point, one where I don't have any explanation, and I was able to double check it with another person. And so what I see that as is their mom coming to check on the kids. Like, I imagine if I had been in the other room, I probably would have seen her come glance at the other girls too. So today is the 1 year anniversary of her death, and I am on my way to buy flowers for the girls to just commemorate, like, I'm thinking of you. So I thought that this would be an appropriate time to share the story. And also, I really don't have anybody else to share the story with. So I appreciate the venue. I appreciate your work. I'm also completing my psychology degree, and I also feel like it helps me be a better observer of the paranormal. I think it helps me be a better observer of life. So keep going. And I wish you guys well.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.